Well, many congratulations, a deserved award, international recognition and achievement. Obviously, the outstanding thing during 2025 for you was that 100-mile record. Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, we hear of ultra runs, but this is quite incredible.
Well, thanks very much, Chris, and absolutely honoured to get the award this evening. The 100 mile, it is a long distance, and I guess it was something that I did want to do, but realised the extent of, you know, how long it was, so it took me a while to actually work up to it. But when I set my sight on the race in November, I really wanted to give it a good crack and trained really hard towards that. And really luckily, everything went well during training and went well on the race itself then.
And to train for something with a distance that long, like how long a distance would you be running in training in one session?
My longest run was 60 miles or 100K, which I did 6 weeks out from the race. I would usually, for my ultra runs, I do about 60% of the total race distance 6 weeks out. So the 100K or the 60 miles was, when I set out to do that morning, it was a pretty tough day, I must say. It was really wet and windy. So in a way, it was nearly harder than the race itself. But it was that was the longest I did. Other than that, they were much shorter.
The time, quite incredible. What, 12 hours? What was it, 12 hours and?
12 hours, 37 minutes, so.
And what about your pace? Were you able to maintain a pretty level pace throughout?
Yes, I was quite fortunate in that I managed to settle into a nice pace and nice rhythm. And I think I held that for probably the first 75, 76 miles or so. And then the fatigue set in a bit and the pace did tail off a little. But I was pretty consistent throughout the first three quarters, I guess, but because it was a relatively comfortable pace for me, I think that's the reason I was able to hold it.
Now, you've had a tremendous career, you've been at the Olympics, you come to an occasion like this here tonight, and it's great yourself, and you see so many other people being recognised for their achievements, and you're proud to be from Donegal.
Oh, so proud. And even the opening clip and the video of Donegal and the sports achievements throughout the year was really, really breathtaking. It was an incredible clip to watch. The talent in the county is just phenomenal. You just sit there and wonder if you're at the National Awards or the County Awards. Like, it's crazy. And testament to all the volunteers and the people that are there day in, day out. You know, it starts at a young age and those volunteers are there all the time and they're the ones that really create the opportunities for the athletes then as they mature. So, you know, I'm very grateful for all the support I got when I was a kid here in Letterkenny.
And athletics in Ireland is going through a real upward curve at the moment, which is fantastic. And people like yourself inspire others. What would you say to youngsters out there who are maybe just beginning to get into running or indeed any other sport?
I'd say just to enjoy it. You know, find something you enjoy and you will stick with it because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a long one. And, you know, once you do get more out of it than just the medals or, you know, there are so many ups and downs that if you're enjoying yourself along the way, I think you're more likely to stick with it.